How to implement all this? You take one little part of this and explore it and make it your own. Like, I'm just going to randomly choose part D1, where it goes tonic, subdominant, dominant, tonic. I demonstrated this earlier a little, but like, I'm going to pick the key of G. I'll pick the key of G. I'm going to do dominant, subdominant, dominant, tonic. So one reversal, but then resume. So now I have. All right, let's see. Again, that's 5, 4, 5, and 1. I'm like, yeah, it's cool, but it sounds a little bland. So now I'm going to start substituting. All right, instead of 5, 4, 5, 1, since I got 2 5s, what if I do a 7 instead? Like 5, 4, and then a 7. It's interesting. So 5, 4, 7, 1. What if I get daring and substitute something for the 1 chord, like 3 chord? 1. Now I get something entirely different. Put a little melody on that. And so now you're in a whole new territory with very easy math, hopefully. That's how you would implement this stuff. We'll have to do that in a whole nother hour.